A vice president of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities is very concerned about a National Geographic poll that found two-thirds of 18 to 24-year-olds could not identify Iraq on a map. And George Mahaffey says students often don't understand the basic principles of democracy or immigration, and many don't vote.
The pessimistic side says that if we do not do the kind of work that we need to do to prepare the next generation of citizens, that our citizens can succumb to the silly and stupid soundbite. They can succumb to the political leader that says they're going to be the savior, to ideas that are half-baked and half-thought through.
Mahaffey says Wisconsin has a greater percentage of student participation in civic projects than any other state, thanks in part to UW-River Falls Chancellor Don Betts, who was one of the original founders of the American Democracy Project in Oklahoma. Chancellor Betts says, for example, universities have to take a leadership role in teaching morality.
We are not as institutions designed only to be engines of economic development. We are really institutions that have been designed to produce human development. And that part of that human development is the whole range of social, economic, cultural, political, and moral senses of who we are as human beings.
The conference later this week in Philadelphia evaluates the effectiveness of the four-year-old American Democracy Project. Representatives from UW-River Falls will be there to talk about their Young Voters Project. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Mary Jo Wagner.